Hello everyone, Bruce Etwin here with HollywoodSentinel.com. We report only the good news, come out every week with the Times Daily Breaking News, and our issues are emailed directly to every star in our pages, to their offices. So if you want to reach us, stars, give us a call, check out our advertising rates. They're very reasonable, and you can reach us at 310-226-7176. Listeners and readers, if you want to hear or get an answer to something you're not finding here on our site, let us know, or just let us know your thoughts about what's going on in the world or Hollywood. We might actually make your message published for the world to hear. That number again is 310-226-7176. Folks, I want to discuss the latest breaking news in Hollywood today. And today is April 10th, 2018. A lot of cool stuff happening here as always. Tomorrow, a great band, St. Vincent, will be playing over at the Orpheum downtown. Now, St. Vincent has been around for a number of years, but they have just really taken off lately and just really gotten a lot of success with their recent album. They're just, of course, really cool band headed by Annie Clark, and goes by St. Vincent. Annie Clark, by the way, who's just a beautiful young woman, amazing talent, and just seems like a really cool person. She plays so many instruments. I recently read that she plays just a myriad of instruments and studied over at Berklee College of Music for several years, and just a real incredible talent. She also did a really cool cover of a Nirvana song. You can find that online. That was just really cool, playing with, actually, not just a cover, I should say a cover of Kurt's voice, but actually played with Nirvana, minus Kurt Cobain, of course, a number of years ago. So, really amazing, cool singer. We will not be making that show, but we'll definitely be catching St. Vincent at another gig. But I do believe tickets are still left for that. So, check it out if you're in the LA area. Now, next week, actually this weekend, Coachella will be kicking off. St. Vincent will be back there. Other great artists will be, of course, at Coachella, including Moo and many more. And that's going to be kicking off Saturday the 14th. So check that out. Moo will be back next week. She will be over at the Glass House, as I've mentioned earlier, Wednesday at the Glass House. Doors are at 7 in Pomona. We will be at that show. So, as mentioned before, we'll be actually taking contacts, those of you that want to reach out and be considered by us. This is a chance of a lifetime, folks. We only consider aspiring talent or new talent just a couple times, maybe a couple weeks, if that, out of an entire year. So we will be there. Let us know. Give us a heads up if you're going to be there, and we'll be sure to not miss you. And you can let us know at our number. What else is going on here? It looks like the White House has sent some news. They said they're going to liberate our country from the opioid epidemic. Well, I really doubt that. Let's be real. You know, drugs have existed since the beginning of civilization in some form. And one is just simply not going to eliminate drug abuse. That's just really not a realistic thing. It's like prohibition didn't work. I really doubt that's going to happen. Further, I highly doubt it's going to happen when your head of Health and Human Services is a former director of a big pharmaceutical corporation, because let's face it, the majority of opioid deaths are caused by pharmaceutical abuses. So that seems to me like a bit of a conflicting state of position there, and I really don't think that they're going to liberate the country. Let's hope they do, but I really find that quite unlikely. What really needs done is confronting the pharmaceutical industry, some of these abuses that are occurring by the pharmaceutical industry. And why do people get on these drugs to begin with? Why are they using them in the first place? This is what really needs discussed. People are lost. Too many people are just searching for things. They're in pain physically, emotionally. And these things need confronted. There are, in many times, not always, but many cases, psychosomatic, that is mental reasons that people are feeling physical pain. And I'm by no means saying physical pain is not real, but what I'm saying is that it is often triggered by emotional disturbances. And in some cases, it is purely biological and not entirely psychosomatic or mental induced. But these things really need explored. Why are people in so much pain physically and mentally? Why are they turning to these drugs? By the way, speaking of drugs, there are new types of weed that's basically synthetic weed going around. Young people, adults, kids, if you're listening to this, do not touch this so-called fake weed or synthetic weed, because they are finding many, many more cases of this so-called synthetic weed popping up where people are dying from it. It's just actual poison. It will actually have rat poison in it in many cases, and people are just dying from this fake synthetic weed. The same is true of the new strains of heroin going around on the streets. Speaking of opioids, heroin is going around that is being cut with actual poison. Now, this is nothing new, but it is apparently increasing. So this is a real problem. The best solution is to just obviously don't do these drugs, don't do weed, don't do heroin, obviously, very stupid thing to do at all. Now, I will also add to that, even natural, so-called naturally grown marijuana is oftentimes found to be laced with other drugs. People are going into these pot shops, into these marijuana dispensaries throughout Los Angeles and now other states throughout the country, which I never thought I would see happen, but it's actually happened. It's become legal in many states at the state level. And people are buying this weed in these pot shops that they think is safe for use. But what is actually happening in many instances is that weed is laced. It's laced oftentimes with everything from PCP, otherwise known as angel dust, cocaine, or in many other cases, other aspects, other types of poison. And I say other types because, of course, cocaine and PCP is poison. But it's being laced with, in some cases, actual just complete rat poison, as the fake weed is, and more. And why is that? Well, when the pharmaceutical industry or over-the-counter drug industry sells drugs, they supposedly have rigorous standards of safety controls and things of this sort. Now, obviously, we know that the big pharma industry oftentimes just builds into their budget the fact that if they lie to the public, lie to consumers, they know they'll get sued or maybe get caught. They oftentimes just build into their budget that is a part of doing business. Well, notwithstanding that, they still are supposed to follow certain rules and regulations and guidelines set by the Food and Drug Administration for quality control. Well, the pot shops simply do not have that. There is no quality control for over-the-counter marijuana dispensaries. And I'm going to argue that if marijuana is going to continue to be sold allegedly legally, because I dispute that it's legal considering it's still a federal crime, but if it's allegedly legal at the state level, they really need to enact some quality control regulations on that, because let's face it, most weed is coming from drug cartels that are dealing in much more powerful drugs, including heroin, psilocybin, and more, PCP, ecstasy, etc. So these are some things to think about. If you're buying weed at a so-called pot shop, you think you're getting a safe batch or ounce or pound or whatever, you're really not necessarily doing that. And I'm speaking from experience with a friend who was regularly buying stuff at these shops for supposed medical purposes. And what they found is it was really just not good. It was not safe. They got more addicted. They had to smoke more and more. So my advice, folks and listeners and kids out there, just don't smoke this stuff at all. You don't need to smoke weed. You don't need to do these drugs. You don't need pharmaceutical drugs to feel good. Now, granted, in some cases, rare instances, pharmacology can be a lifesaver. But that is really, you know, kind of a life or death type situation when that occurs as a necessity, in my view. So let us know your thoughts. What do you want to hear? What do you think about these comments? Let us know. 310-226-7176. Folks, let's look at some other news here. Before we jump into that, well, let's take a look here. Looks like Sony Pictures has got a new film coming out. What is this called? We're going to skip that one, but we're going to come back to that shortly. Let us know your thoughts. Let us hear what you have to say. 310-226-7176. And we'll be back here discussing a new picture with Sony and a lot more. Thank you.